Yeah, once we got in the rhythm, we had a nice drive going, and we just had an unforced error turnover down the red zone, and you can't have that in that situation. When you're down there, you need to come away with any points, field goal or touchdown. But the good thing is we're going to watch film tomorrow, learn from the mistakes, and the mistakes we did make, they were on us. It wasn't anything that they did. It's things that we can correct and get better from.
Frustrating a little bit to have a good week of practice and it not really translate over?
It is what it is. We're going to watch the film and learn from it. There's going to be things we did well and some things that we're going to need to correct. But at the same time, it is the first game of the year. It's nice just to get back out there on the football field.
How about the play, the interception? What details
happened? It was just a little play action pass. I got to give a little better ball, but at the same time, we just got to make a play. We can't have that let that happen.
How about Denard and Ace? Just kind of whether you were playing with them or watching them, and spend so much attention on them. How'd they do?
Oh, they did a great job. Denard had some great runs, and just being able to utilize those guys' speed on the perimeter is only going to help our offense.
You're 2.5 weeks in now in this competition. Everybody's been talking about. I mean, do you almost ramp it up now, knowing that it's coming to a conclusion?
It's gonna be the same. I'm not the same mindset as I did before. Just take it day by day, go out there and put my best foot forward.
Well, I mean, there's some goods and some bads, but overall, I think we needed to score points. We got down there a couple times. We had some turnovers, and just didn't convert on third down to get some more points on there. But overall, I mean, there's definitely some good things out there. But as an offense, we want to score more points.
Did some of the things that you've been working on and it showed up pretty good the last week of practice, did it translate or did
it
not?
I mean, our defense obviously runs a different coverage than what we've seen tonight, but we were prepared. And, like I said, we did attack some of their things that we were looking to attack, and we did some good things.
Did you get a taste or did we get a little sense of that new offense with you guys on the move quite a bit?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to push the tempo and make those defensive linemen on sideline to sideline and keep them on their toes so they can't get a tee off on the pass rush. But overall, I thought, we had some good tempo at times, but I think we still can push it a little bit more.
When you were, whether you were in or out from the sideline, what did you think of the rookies, Ace and Denard especially?
I think both of them did some exceptional things. Denard made some great runs out there. Ace had a couple good catches. And, overall, I think both of them performed very well.
We talk about you and Blaine getting along well, but we're getting into week 2.5, 3 of training camp now. Do you stress yourself to kick it into gear as this competition goes further and further along?
I mean, I think hopefully I'm in gear right now. I try to push myself each and every day to do my best, and that's all I can ask for. If I'm trying to improve and get better each and every day, then I'm happy where I'm at.
Expect, do you think you'll get the nod next week?
We'll see. I mean, whatever Coach Bradley wants to decide, I'll just go out there and compete each and every day and see what he wants to do.
I mean, obviously, we're still working out the kinks, so you can't normally tell. We did some good things out there, but then shot ourselves in the foot when we was driving. We had some plays that we want to take back that they turned into points. So, at the end of the day, we're still working out our kinks, still trying to figure out who we are, what's our identity. And I think, as long as we take a step forward and keep getting better each week, we'll be ready.
What is does that stress the patient level a little bit? I mean, is that kind of Gus's message, to stay patient?
No, I mean, we just do what we do, I mean, we still got to watch the film and see where we can get better, but continue to do what we do. At the end of the day, it's one game, it's the preseason. We can't panic right now.
What do you think of some of the rookies on the offensive side, Ace and Denard specifically?
Same thing they've been doing in practice. D-Rob, Ace, I mean, we see it every day in practice, so I wasn't surprised. They came out there and did their thing. So, like I said, as long as we continue to get better from where we are now, and, by the time September comes, we should be ready to roll.
We're going to take it day at a time. We'll take our time, try to get better as the weeks go on. The stuff that happened tonight, it was all in our control, so we could fix it. So we just got to come out of practice with a positive mind frame and just focus on getting better every day.
You guys got under the lights last week in a scrimmage, but this is a little different. I mean, what was this like? I know it doesn't count, but NFL debut for you.
It was a game nonetheless for me. I took it the same way as a game. Even took last week as a game because everywhere we go, like Coach Gus say, we're competing. No matter where you have us, how we're going to compete. And that's the mindset we took out there, and that's the mindset we'll take out there every week.
You mentioned to me on the sideline, said you thought you were a step slow in the punt return game. What is that, just getting back in the flow of a game and the vision working the way you're used to it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, like I said, I saw some seams that I'm used to getting to quicker than I seem. You know, I was just a step late getting to some of those seams, and I get my feet back, and it'll be all good.
Of course it was fun. It was fun going out there to play football and playing against a different team and seeing, you know, seeing the live speed and seeing how the NFL works, so it's good.
Obviously, you guys, you've done a lot of different things in practice. You didn't showcase all that out there, but you played into the third quarter. Was it nice just to get a feel for this game, the speed and everything else?
Oh yeah, that was a good thing about getting a feel for the speed and just going out there and just competing against a different team and just seeing where you at and seeing that, showing yourself that you can compete against the best.
What did you think you did well?
I think I ran the ball well. I think I made a couple guys miss and got up the field pretty well, and you know, try to limit the negative plays.
Obviously, that one play too, that you got outside and get the first down. I mean, does that guy make a guy that loves to make those plays? When you make one of them, does it get you into the game quicker?
Yeah, it made me want to make a big play. I wanted to make a big play so bad today, and you know, I know they're just gonna come. They're gonna come. So I just gotta get used to running the ball from the backfield, from the running back position, and just, you know, get used to it. Just be patient. It's gonna happen.
Speaking of being patient, score doesn't look pretty. What's Gus's message, and how patient do you guys have to be?
Of course, it's not what we wanted to be, but you know, we got to take it and learn from it. Just when we watch film tomorrow, just learn the bad things that we did and the good things we did. So we did some good things, we did some bad things. So we got to just focus on all the things we did and correct the mistakes.